It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yes, yes, this is DJ Ski, and this is the Sports Card Strategy Show. You already know there is no offseason.
I'm Jeff Wilson, and I'm loving the content here on the Sports Card Strategy Show. There is no offseason.
All right, you ready to rock?
Ready to go.
What's up, everybody? I'm Paul Hickey with NoOffseason.com. This is the Sports Card Strategy Show brought to you by Graybo's Sports Cards. Graybo's Sports Cards is a local card shop located in Richmond, Virginia, and is owned by Gray Burnett, Ryan Fitz, and Duke Dodson, who you know as Denny One Time. Graybo's sports the best selection of singles in the Mid-Atlantic and a wide variety of wax. Graybo's is happy to announce that they are now the only direct buyer of Topps Bowman in Central Virginia and are now breaking daily on Fanatics Live. They are moving to their new larger shop, which will be connected to the hottest sports bar in Richmond in the near future. Stay tuned for those details. Listeners of Sports Card Strategy Show can use the promo code GRAYBOWS20 to get $20 off their first purchase with Graybo's on Fanatics Live. Don't forget to get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to help you make money flipping sports cards, build your sports card investment portfolio, get unlimited advice from our experts, and take sports card school to navigate the hobby. That's nooffseason.com. Get your free 30-day trial today. All the data we use on the Sports Card Strategy Show is from MarketMoversApp.com. Use code NOOFFSEASON at MarketMoversApp.com to get 20% off for life after a free 14-day trial. All right, let's get to the Sports Card Strategy. It is really freaking hard to make money flipping sports cards, but that's why we're here today to help all of you do it. What's up, nooffseason.com fam? I'm Paul Hickey, and let's get into today's show. We are going to talk about the top five cards to buy raw and grade. We're going to talk about being okay being outbid. Lessons learned from the 2024 NFL draft selling cycle. And we're going to talk about breaking. Isn't breaking really just gambling? Exclusive interview with Daps Sports, Matthew Daps McGuckin, at the end of today's show. It was a good talk with him, so I'm excited to get into that discussion. But first, live chat love time. Sean, Red 5 Cards in the house. Koa, Hoosier, Card Guy, Rusty Imagart, Ziggy No, and Mr. T are leading us off. I'm going to shout out all of the live chat throughout the show and at the end of the show. So remember to drop your L's and dubs in the live chat, and I am going to shout you out. If you like the content we're putting out on a daily and weekly basis, please, please go to youtube.com/Paul Hickey, subscribe, like, comment, hit the notification icon so you can get notified of our live streams and our daily videos that I drop, the daily market report at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Of course, you can join the Discord at sportscardstrategy.com to participate in the ongoing conversation there as well. Let's get into our question of the day. This has become kind of a little quiet favorite of mine here at the Sports Card Strategy Show. Do you buy into breaks? Do you buy into breaks? Why or why not? I want to know. Comment at youtube.com/Paul Hickey or on our pinned post on Instagram at Sports Card Strategy. And I know our guy Ziggy No is in the live chat. So he has a sports card strategy about buying into breaks. And I want to try to unpack whether or not it's actually a sports card strategy to buy into breaks, because I've long maintained that it is not. But I do know that it can be successful for people out there who are numbers people like myself. And there's a lot of great sites and data available. I know Break Comp is one that I've been told is a solid resource to find out like the top PYT prices and things like that for upcoming breaks. So question of the day, do you buy into breaks? Why or why not? And don't forget our friends at Graybo's. Break consistently on Fanatics Live. Use the code GRAYBOWS20 over there on Fanatics Live to support them. And Koa says, yes, he does buy into breaks, much less since I joined the fam, but my addictive personality makes me. LOL emoji there from Koa. Love it. Thanks for the live chat comment there, Koa. All right, everybody. I made a breakthrough over the weekend at nooffseason.com, so I want to let everybody know about it before we get into our top five sports card opportunities to buy raw and grade. Thanks to our formula-based sports card rankings at nooffseason.com. So for those of you who don't know, the formula is something that Connor and I run everything through, and there's two different formulas, essentially. One is raw to grade, and another is already graded. Those are the two main ways to make money flipping singles, right? You either are going to buy a card raw and grade it at PSA, even though CGC is one of the sponsors of the network here, the nooffseason.com network and the Sports Card Strategy Show. We think CGC has a big place in the hobby, but PSA sells for the most on the secondary market. So if you're new to the hobby and you want to make money flipping sports cards, you may not know that. Definitely we recommend grading at PSA for that purpose. So raw to grade tab at nooffseason.com. Go to sports card rankings and then formula-based sports card rankings up in the top navigation, and you'll see it. You'll see it right there. It is a grid of quite a few cards that Connor and I have run through the formula, and we update it pretty much all day, every day. And it gives you a projected ROI based on the target cost for this raw card, the PSA 10 price, the likely grades that you're going to get in a bulk submission based on the gem rate. That's how we spit out a projected average sale price. We use an arbitrary total profit goal of $1,000 for the raw to grade to let you know how many cards you need and the total buy-in, which is important to talk about. Not that many sports card content creators talk about the total buy-in and the projected ROI. So it's sorted by projected ROI. So we use the formula to count down our top five sports card opportunities to buy raw and grade every Monday here on the Sports Card Strategy Show. And then every Wednesday on the Sports Card Strategy Show, we do the already graded list. Sometimes we do a theme. Sometimes we just straight up do the best opportunities. But what the breakthrough over the weekend, many of you were wondering, because I said I had a breakthrough over the weekend. Our nooffseason.com premium family gave me a lot of great feedback. I solicited some feedback. And the number one thing that the premium members at nooffseason.com asked for out of like three or four options that I gave them is a sports card ROI formula calculator. So it uses our same formula that I just explained for our formula-based rankings, but allows you to go in at nooffseason.com, and you actually don't need to be a premium member to do this. You can be a logged out participant. You can be somebody who just comes to the website to check it out. I don't know why you wouldn't get a free 30-day trial to actually get the rankings, because you need the free 30-day trial to actually see the rankings. But to use the calculator, you can be anybody. You don't have to be a premium member. So all you need to do is enter the card information. You go find the target cost, right? You go find the grading fee, but it should be $21 for a PSA bulk value submission. You put in the current PSA 9 price, the current PSA 10 price, the gem rate from gemrate.com, and then you put in your profit goal, And, you know, your profit goal can be $1 million. It can be $1,000. It can be $100. It's not going to change the ROI. And then just click, should I buy this card? And we're going to tell you. We're going to tell you whether or not you should buy that card. So that's the calculator. And it was a breakthrough I had over the weekend. So I'm excited about it. I want everybody to go to nooffseason.com, try the new sports card ROI formula calculator. It uses the same calculations that our formula does. So if you don't see a card in our formula-based rankings for the raw to grade, try the sports card formula calculator. All right, now, without further ado, let's get into the top five sports card opportunities to buy raw and grade. Coming in at number five, based on our formula at nooffseason.com, Bijan Robinson's 2023 absolute number 14 Kaboom Horizontal. This card, raw to grade, based on all the factors we talked about, target cost, which is probably one of the most important things you have to buy in at the target cost. We'll talk more about that in today's episode. The PSA 9 price, the PSA 10 price, the gem rate, that spits out the ROI. So the ROI coming in at 44% likelihood ROI is Bijan's Kaboom Horizontal. It has a 68% gem rate so far. If you can get it for $450, and it's not going to be easy to get. I've tried to get this card. There's not many listings for this card right now, but you could get a saved search on eBay, or you can go to nooffseason.com and click on Bijan Robinson's profile page. We are linking to a saved search from nooffseason.com on Bijan's profile page to this card because it is coming in at a 44% ROI, raw to grade. So you would need to spend basically just over $2,000, $2,227.24 to make $1,000. That's the 44% ROI. Now, you would need five of these. I just mentioned these are very, very hard to find. You could conceivably find five. I almost won one over the weekend, but I was slightly outbid. So we'll talk about being okay being outbid in a separate upcoming segment on today's show. Let's talk about number four. Number four, I was actually able to snag two of these at the target price. And I am very confident based on the photos I saw of the card I'm about to talk about that mine are going to gem. So they're going through the authenticator at eBay right now. I'm excited to get them in a couple of weeks and send them into PSA. Paul Skeens 2023 Bowman Draft Chrome Refractor First. Target cost $21. Selling in PSA 9 for $54. Selling in PSA 10 for $123 as of right now. And this gives us an average sale price across all of your likely grades at $77.52. We would look to sell this card immediately after getting it back from PSA. Because that's likely going to be when Paul Skeens gets called up anyway in July. We don't know that to be a fact. But if you could get 50 of these cards, it would cost you $2,098.32. You would make $1,000. That's a 48% ROI. So we really like Skeens' card there, the 2023 Bowman Draft Chrome Refractor First. And his base auto first, actually also profits at a clip of about 10%. I was able to snag a couple of those cards as well. But again, you don't need a ton of money to make a lot of money. You just need to use our formula. And while the Bijan Robinson Kaboom is in at number five at $450 target cost, Skeens, this Chrome Refractor non-auto, is only $21. And get this, the next card on our list, number three in the top five, is only $6 target cost. That's Travis Hunter's 2023 Bowman Chrome U Sapphire 36. That's a first prospect base card, but it's out of Sapphire. And listen to this. If you can get this card for $6, graded at PSA, it has an 86% gem rate so far. It sells for $40 in PSA 9, $60 in PSA 10. Of course, you could hold it if you want until September and maybe make a little bit more money when Travis Hunter's on the playing field at Colorado. But even if you were to sell it in July or August, you should make an ROI of 61% based on this actual data. To make $1,000, though, you would need 61 of these cards, and you would need $1,639.15 to make $1,000. So not bad, not bad. Could you find 61 of these? Probably, because it's a base card. You probably could. Go to Travis Hunter's player profile at nooffseason.com. Click on the eBay listings link to this card, and you'll see what you can get. Right now, it's kind of on you to be able to find the gradable ones. Now, if you're a one-on-one participant at nooffseason.com for the one-on-one strategist package, I help you. You know, you submit those images to me, those eBay links to me, and I help you tell you, hey, I think this is gradable. I think this is gemmable, et cetera. So if you're interested in that, we do have some openings. Hit me up at paul@nooffseason.com on email. Just email me at paul@nooffseason.com. If you want a spot in our upcoming one-on-one strategist packages for the remainder of the year. Okay, coming in at number three, we've talked about this guy a little bit, but Tetaroa McMillan is the number two college wideout heading into the 2024 college season. His 2023 Bowman Chrome U first prospect auto target cost of $25. You know, it's not going to be easy to find it for $25, but everybody, it's possible. And that is one of the most recent sale comps for that card. In PSA 9, it sells for $75. In PSA 10, $140. Not a whole lot of sales data there. But there is gem rate data to go on. It gems at a 37% clip. Not great. However, if you can get it for the target cost based on the recent sales comp, you only need $1,571.15 to make $1,000. You would need 34 of these, though. That's an ROI of 64%. Now, some of you may be thinking, okay, Paul, you said you need 61 of the Travis Hunter, 34 of the McMillan, 50 of the Skeens, which is probably doable. And you need 5 of the Bijan, which is probably doable, but hard to find, right? So what if you can't, what if you want to make $1,000 at the top formula-based cards, but you can't find all of that one card, right? Well, that's why we have these rankings, everybody, because we really think that you can mix and match, right? That's the point of the formula as well, is you can mix and match. So you can go to the formula-based rankings at nooffseason.com, and you can look at really anything over 20%, and you can mix and match it, right? And when you click on the left-hand column, it's going to take you to that player profile, and you're gonna, it's going to link directly into the eBay listings for each of these cards. So feel free to mix and match. Connor and I are probably going to add a weekly article for premium members called something like a 1K budget builder. For those of you who remember the deep dives not too long ago, this will be reminiscent of the 1K budget builder in the deep dives, but it'll be based on the formula, based on the formula. All right, so exciting one for baseball card fans and collectors and prospectors. In at number one today, Samuel Basalo, 2023 Bowman Chrome First Prospect Auto Refractor. For a refractor auto out of $499, this is pretty affordable for a top 20 prospect. $128 target cost, sells in PSA 10 for $482, sells in PSA 9 for $243. We love those numbers. And we love this even more, a 72% gem rate for this card. 72% gem rate. That puts our projected average sale price at just under $400 for this raw to grade. That's amazing. You only need 6 of these to make $1,000. So, and you only need to spend $895.11 if you get them at the target cost. That includes, yes, everybody, that includes the grading fee. That includes all of the shipping, the tax. It includes the eBay fees taken out on the transaction when you sell it. That's a 112% ROI. Let's go. Samuel Basalo, 2023 Bowman Chrome First Prospect Auto Refractor out of $499. Is our number one raw to grade card today on the Sports Card Strategy Show right here on the nooffseason.com Sports Card Network. Don't forget our new Sports Card ROI formula calculator that I spoke about a minute ago, and Sports Card School. Sports Card School is a safe place for noobs, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby. and ultimately build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com. Get a free 30-day trial at nooffseason.com today to start learning our guidelines, strategies, and plays to help you make money flipping sports cards to fund your PC and other things in your life. All right, let's go over to one of my new favorite segments that really plays in with everything that we're talking about these days, even the formula. It's called Okay Being Outbid. So this is where I go through my eBay bids from the last week or so, and I show you what I didn't win and why I'm okay with it. All right, so Jahmyr Gibbs 2023 Prism Silver Raw, number 331. I lost out on this card. There were only six bids. $12.50 is what it sold for. And the target cost based on the formula that I needed to hit was $17. So I'm a little bit bummed because it went for under the target cost. Hopefully one of you guys got it, actually. Hopefully one of you premium members at nooffseason.com got it. That would be a 53% ROI for you to grade this at PSA based on the formula. So a little bit bummed I didn't get that one, but I'm okay with it because there's a million cards out there at least. And, you know, I can invest that $12.50 that I saved into something else. I'm okay that I missed this 2023 Bowman U Chrome Diamond Shedeur Sanders out of 150 auto in PSA 10. Sold on 12 bids for $394. One of the reasons I'm okay with this is because Shedeur Sanders already takes up about 25% of my sports card investment portfolio. So if you're a one-on-one member at nooffseason.com, I treat you to a nice little dashboard that shows you your portfolio allocation by percentage, by player, and by dollar amount per player. So we track all of that for you, along with your total net profit on a card-by-card basis and overall. So I'm okay with missing out on this Shedeur. I like that Shedeur is selling very well these days because I think that he is someone who's going to continue to sell very well into the start of the college football season and perhaps beyond. Okay, so that was kind of a portfolio allocation miss that I'm okay with. This miss that I'm okay with is Max Clark. Based on the formula, this Max Clark 2023 Bowman Chrome Draft Refractor First Auto Refractor out of 499. This is a big card per the formula, okay? If you can snag this card for its target price of $305, you can make 37% ROI on this card pretty easily based on the formula. Okay, so it's a good card per the formula-based rankings. But as you can see here, $310.88. Now, some of you are thinking, wow, you're okay missing this just by $5? I am, because every dollar adds up when you're trying to do it at scale the way that I'm trying to do it. And I'm okay reallocating this $310 into something else that will hit the target cost. Okay, so I'm bidding on and buying a lot of the cards that are in the formula-based rankings. I created the formula-based rankings for myself as a flipper, someone who flips sports cards for money as a big portion of their family's income. So I need to be very, very careful not to go over the target cost. So other raw to grades here, Brock Purdy's 2022 Prism Base is a great card per the formula, but $38 is too high. $33 is too high. Anthony Richardson's 2023 Prism Silver is a card that I want, but $127.50 is too high. I would need to buy in at $129 max to make 5% on that card. So you can see when the formula says you're only going to make 5% at the target cost, you don't want to go over that target cost. All right. So that's my okay being outbid segment. And I think that that is very relevant to where we're going next in the show. I want to talk about whatnot auctions because there's some great whatnot auctions happening. That is a new feature on whatnot. And I'm all about the auctions because that gives you a true market value on a card. It allows you to use the formula to be okay being outbid, like I just said. And so we'll get into some whatnot options here. Then we're going to talk about lessons learned from the NFL draft, because that's super important. So let's get into some whatnot options here. And you can get $15 free on whatnot by signing up through whatnot.sportscardstrategy.com. Okay, here are some of the whatnot auctions that I wanted to highlight on today's episode. 2021 Panini Donruss Road to Qatar Kaboom Messi in PSA 10 sold for $2,260 on 42 bids. A lot of action here on the whatnot auctions. 2004 SP Authentic Triple Signatures Dwight Howard, LeBron James, Yao Ming in PSA 9 sold for $3,660 on 103 bids. That's outstanding. Jalen Williams Usman Dang, 2023 Prism Blockchain Rookie Dual Laundry Tag Auto, 1 of 1, 139 bids for this. That's crazy. It sold for $3,860. Victor Wembanyama, remember the no auto? This is raw. Rookie no auto Donruss sold for $630 on 17 bids. Corbin Carroll, silver out of 5, 2023, Topps Dynasty Rookie Patch Auto, 91 bids, $2,050. My guy, Ant-Man, for those of you who have been part of the NoOffseason.com fam for years now, on the Sports Card Strategy Show several years ago, Anthony Edwards was perennially the number one player in our sports card investment rankings back in the day. And it is starting to pay off the way that he's playing in the NBA playoffs. This National Treasures signature out of 25 from 2021-22, this is not a rookie. It sold for $480 on 54 bids. We are going to be selling out, spoiler alert, we're going to be sending out a sell alert for Ant-Man later today. So if you don't have our sell alerts, you need to text sports cards to 1-833-992-5727. They're free, right? So just text sports cards to 1-833-992-5727 to get our sell alerts. That way you don't miss an opportunity to crystallize your profits when you are trying to make money flipping sports cards. How about this 1969 Mickey Mantle Topps autograph, last name yellow, PSA, authentic auto. 127 bids, kind of a weird card, but 127 bids because it is Mickey Mantle, authentic auto, $1,810. This is a cool 1 of 1, Cat and Bill Russell Flawless Tribute Patch, 106 bids, $1,501. Gotta believe that the Minnesota Timberwolves sweep of the Phoenix Suns helped that card go up quite a bit. 2022 Benedict Mathurin Panini 1 in 1, rookie, 69 bids, sold for $606. And Jackson Holiday, boo. I know what you're all thinking. Boo, Holiday, you suck. 2022 Bowman Draft Auto Black and White Ray Wave Refractor, say that 10 times fast, in PSA 10, sold for $1,960 on 65 bids. That's either going to end up being a steal or just an absolute flop. If he can come back, we'll see. But again, get $15 free on whatnot by signing up through whatnot.sportscardstrategy.com. I am more bullish on whatnot now than I ever have been because of their enhanced features and their auctions like this. This is different. These are different, guys, than just being in a room, in a whatnot room, and just having like card one, card two, card three, right? These are new. This is new and improved auction functionality on whatnot. Supposedly, I'm getting access to that myself so I can demo it for you guys. Stay tuned for that. But this is like where you would run an auction for 7 or 10 days like you would on eBay. But then you would get on whatnot and you would promote your own auction on whatnot. So it would be obviously more like the home shopping network for those of you that are familiar with HSN. Okay. Anyway, enough about whatnot. Let's talk about lessons learned from the NFL draft. Okay. And speaking of being okay, being outbid, part of the reason why we're talking about this today is because I only profited 10% on NFL draft weekend. And I feel like I did everything right. I don't know about you guys. I would love to know. How did NFL draft weekend go for you? I know that for some of our one-on-one strategist people, it went really well because Connor and I have been putting in a lot of work helping them get the right card for the right player at the right time and then strategically sell it on a card-by-card basis. But I do know why I only made 10% and what I'm going to do to fix it moving forward. And I'm going to break it down for you right here. One reason is because I bought in too high on many of the cards. Hence the be okay being outbid, right? Even though it was the right card for the right player at the right time, on some of the cards, I paid the wrong price. You know, I got too cocky thinking it would rise high enough to profit up at the selling marker and make up for the higher buy-in cost because I just wanted to own more of that player, right? Whether it be Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison Jr., Drake May, any of those guys, right? You know, I wanted them. So let me know if any of this resonates with you, but I got $80 net profit across four cards that sold on Friday night. And they were some big, big cards. And then I made about another $110 across seven or eight more cards that ended Sunday night that were NFL draft players, NFL draft picks. So as of right now, I'm only at, I mean, I spent probably easily $2,000 and really only netted $200. So 10% profit. You know, now, is that an L? You know, in a vacuum, yes and no, because I really thought it would be a 50 to 100% profit on a lot of those cards. And I specifically held them out until the NFL draft. But here's what I learned. Okay. Almost every single one of the cards sold for significantly higher earlier on in the year. So a lot of my Caleb Williams cards sold for two times what they sold for on NFL draft night back in September, back in October. And I was so early on Caleb Williams, I had a chance to sell him back then, but I didn't because I was thinking there's going to be more attention when he's the number one overall pick. I was right about every single thing except the selling price, unfortunately. And so while I did make money, I didn't make as much money as I thought I would. So here are the takeaways. Lesson number one, we say only buy with a selling marker in mind, but just because there's a selling marker or multiple doesn't mean you don't need to buy in at the right price point. That's just as critical. Buy-in point is so important. That's why we added the target price and the formula. If you buy in too high, you ruin your margin, even when you have a great selling marker, aka be okay being outbid. Lesson number two, and perhaps the most important, list early. You know, we've talked about this. We've talked about this for a few months now. This isn't the first time I've said this. We talked about it with all the baseball prospects. List early. Sell in, buy it now, or best offers earlier than the sell by date, which is the original selling marker. When the card is up, right? When the card is up, sell it. Don't wait until the sell by date or the original selling marker when you can sell it when the card is up. I had chances along the way to sell all of my cards for much more than I did. I profited about 10% at the NFL draft, which honestly can be seen as kind of a break even. I had multiple other chances during the college football season in 2023 to move my Caleb cards for much more than I moved them over the weekend. I thought I made the right decision to hold until the NFL draft as a selling marker, but the market smacked me right in the face and basically told me to sell earlier when the cards were up. So what am I doing now moving forward? Well, I'm prepping my Shedeur Sanders, my Travis Hunters, my Carson Becks, my Riley Leonards, even my Arch Mannings and Quinn Ewers to sell during their college seasons. I will likely move out of all of those guys while they're playing in late August and early September. So, you know, again, I made money, right? I didn't make as much money as I wanted to. I can't keep doing the same things. I got to learn and I got to implement slight tweaks, right? Slight tweaks to the selling strategy. So that's what I'm doing there. I would love to know from all of you, what's up? What's up with your NFL draft weekend? Are you still holding cards? Did you move out of them to a point where you feel pretty good? Do you need help? Hit me up. Let me know. All right, let's go through the live chat real quick. And then we are going to talk to Daps. Isn't breaking really just gambling? We'll talk to Daps about that. All right, Chuck G's been in. What's up, Chuck? Good to see you, man. Hope you're doing well. Ryan Painter in the house says, I only do breaks for fun. Greeny Green, what's up, brother? Greeny Green, the OG of the live chat. Was I the only one buying Aiden O'Connell? It's doubled since the draft. Love it. Greeny Green, definitely an astute sports card flipper. Koa says, is he still the starter? What's up, Soren and Sky Ceramics? Says yes, because the value of the box typically doesn't add up to the cost of the box. Plus, there are only a few players worth anything. If the box's price come down, I will buy the entire box. In relation to the question of the day, which is, do you break? Why or why not? Greeny Green says, it looks like Aiden's going to be the team starter. They didn't draft a QB. Interesting. That's true. And they got my guy Brock Bowers. So that could be, you know, we shall see Aiden O'Connell, but congrats Greeny Green on that call. Mr. T says there were no QBs left at 13. That's true. Spencer Rattler was left. He was remaining until what, like pick 200 or something. Connor Barnett, CB Trey in the house says Skeens has been cooking. Yeah, buddy. Soren and Sky Ceramics says he's a stud. Koa Carrero, win of the weekend. Got 5 Prism Wembies base for the average of $60. 77 after grading. Going to send them out as soon as I get them. Yeah, Koa, here's a pro tip. You might want to go ahead and fill out the PSA submission form for the April special today or tomorrow. And then you should have a grace period of up to 30 days before you actually have to get them to PSA. That way you can lock in the special before you actually get the cards in hand. And you can always cancel the order if you need to, if you never get the cards for whatever reason. But assuming you're going to get these cards, right? So pro tip of the day, and I was going to say this on the show today anyway, hobby tip of the day here, definitely like submit any of you who will be submitting cards to PSA, actually shipping them within the next like 15 days, like fill out the form today or tomorrow before April 30th ends. You can still get that special. So thanks for the win of the weekend there, Koa. Appreciate that. Ziggy Nose says, yes, I buy into breaks. Pick your team. Case breaks is the best option with the right products and the right team. Soren and Sky Ceramics agrees. Brandon Lindgren in the house. What's up, brother? Mark D says, Shadur lost his RB. Alan Ma, I only do breaks when I can't get to a casino. JK, Brad Smith in the house. Good to see you. Happy Monday to you. And a lot of great other stuff happening in the live chat in terms of discussion. So don't worry. If you can't make it into the live chat, you can get in at the Discord at sportscardstrategy.com. There's a quick link. We love all of you listening on Apple and Spotify. And if you're not in the live chat, but you're watching this on YouTube, just drop a comment below. We need that help. We need that help. Soren and Sky Ceramics makes a good point about the Raiders QB situation. They did sign Gardner Minshew. So is Minshew going to be a career backup, or is Aiden O'Connell going to lose his job to Gardner Minshew? That's going to be interesting. Drop a comment below. Let us know what you think. But we love the backup QB strategy for sure. We think that's a viable strategy. And we talked with Connor Barnett, our head of content at nooffseason.com, last Wednesday. Go back and check that out. Based on the formula, we had the top 5 graded cards to buy and then flip later. And our theme of last Wednesday's show was backup QBs in the NFL. Are you ready to start grading your cards? CGC Cards is the perfect place to slab your favorite sports cards. From their crystal clear holders to their affordable pricing, CGC Cards is the perfect stop for your grading needs. Go to cgccards.com to start grading today. All right, our topic was, isn't breaking really just gambling? And that was our question of the day. Do you buy into breaks? Why or why not? And so this has been something that I've been passionate about ever since I re-entered the hobby with a huge passion and reignition back in early 2021. I have bought into breaks before. I buy into breaks to support certain breakers, but I maintain breaking is not really a sports card strategy until further notice. Maybe we prove later on that it is. I'm open to it, but it is time to talk to Matthew Daps McGuckin of Daps Sports, one of the top breakers of all time on TikTok. Let's see our conversation, and I am interested to hear all of your thoughts afterwards. Let's get into it. Welcome to the Sports Card Strategy Show and the NoOffseason.com family. Pumped you're here, man. How you doing?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Doing well, doing well. Thank you so much for having me, Paul. I'm excited to meet the fam and the squad.
Absolutely. All right, so let's get into it. So, Daps, we are all about helping people make money flipping sports cards. Tell us briefly about yourself, what you do, why you do it, and your familiarity with the sports card hobby.
Well, I grew up being a huge Jets fan in New York, Mets, Jets, Knicks. My grandpa worked for as a scout for the New York Jets, so I was constantly around football. That's where my affinity for, you know, kind of like the love of the game came. All I wanted to do was be outside playing sports as a kid, and I was really primed for that Pokemon sports card, you know, 90s era. That's what I really grew up in, and you know, going into 2017, 2018, I hear Gary Vee online talking about, oh, sports cards are making a comeback, this and that. So now I'm getting really interested because he talks about all these different business models and how they could be successful and this and that. But sports cards, I had already done as a kid. So for me, I'm just like, oh, I gotta see what's going on. So that's how I kind of dip my my feet back into the market.
Love it. So do you identify as a collector, a flipper, a bit of both?
Well, I mean, I'll just tell you how I buy sports cards. Everything I see, I think, is so attractive, is so pretty. I want everything, right? So there's, as a collector, like, I really appreciate people who, you know, they put together sets or they collect one player. For me, I've been such a fan of so many players across multiple sports that I'll see a shiny card and I want it. Right. So I have to kind of pull myself back sometimes and go, hey, you can't have every card. Right. So I definitely long-term collect Kobe, Brady, Jordan, LeBron, just guys who I look at those like real estate. It's not sexy. You're not going to make a lot of money flipping cards like that. They're just to stash long-term. I don't think they can lose value. But listen, in the same aspect, we all have that desire to make a couple bucks and not only just make a couple bucks, but it's, you want to be right, right? You want to be historically right. Like, I called out that Purdy was going to be the next guy or whoever it is. Right. So we had a card that we bought, a Prism Gold Vinyl rookie Purdy last year. And it's just, you know, through my network of people that I've built out over the last 5-6 years, somebody reached out, hey, this guy hit a card in a break. He wants to get cashed out. And I made him an offer that I'm like, listen, I'm not overpaying for this. I'll give you $5,000. We ended up getting a PSA 10 on it, selling it for $35,000. So, you know, that's a flip, right?
Big
but,
win.
You know, yeah, you can't not flip that. Like, everybody's got a number, right? Like, you can't not take that cash. Unless you believe, like, Purdy's going to win 3, 4, 5 Super Bowls and he's the next Tom Brady. Sure, sit on that forever, but. You know, you got to know when to leave the table, so to speak, right?
Yeah, I always tell our NoOffseason.com fam that I'm horrible at predicting the outcome of someone's personal performance or the winner of a game. And so I like to do more of what you just described, which is get that good price for that the right card for the right player at the right time type of thing and move on. So I love it, man. So I want to talk to you real quick about kind of more your bread and butter. So first I'll say, We tell our audience most of the time that participating in breaks is not necessarily a viable sports card strategy just because of the economics of and the odds that you're going to hit something in a break. But I think because we don't participate in a lot of breaks, maybe we're wrong, right? Like, we've had a lot of our audience kind of tell us there is a breaking strategy. So I would love it if you kind of give me your counterpoint on that, because we don't judge. We think everything's allowed in the hobby. So if you want to participate in breaks for that, you know, kind of fun entertainment, adrenaline rush, and maybe get that hit, more power to you. But I mean, am I wrong? Is there a sports card strategy for buying into breaks?
I don't think it's about being wrong or right. I don't think you're wrong or right by telling your audience that. I think that it's like, I would compare it to chocolate. Like, some people like chocolate ice cream, some people like chocolate cake. Are either of them wrong, right? It's all subjective. It's all personal preference, what you want to eat for dessert. And I think it's the same with breaking. I mean, listen, if you want to break down numbers and you're a numbers guy, like, you can find out all of the odds of hitting any particular card out of whether it's a retail or hobby box, right? And you know the numbers. But I would argue that it depends on what you want. If you want to touch and feel the cards, yeah, buy a box, rip it at home, rip it alone, right? Now, listen, some people don't have access the way others do. So you might not have a card shop. It's an hour away. So breaking provides this service like, wow, I can actually just like do what I love from the comfort of my own home or my couch or before I go to bed, right? So that's why I think breaking is great. And I think that the other thing people forget is, if we're going to 10X the hobby, you can't do it without breaking, right? And the reason for that is breaking is the online, it's the digital shop, right? So you have to create these digital shops in order to 10X the hobby, only because if you want to reach the most amount of people possible, if you want to turn somebody who's not a sports card collector into a collector, they can watch it on TikTok. They can watch it on YouTube. They can watch it on Instagram, right? You can watch cards get ripped. We've had guys go, I've been watching for 90 days. I just made my first buy today, because they don't know what's going on. They got to learn, right? They got to understand. And it's also a trust factor too, right? You want to trust the person you're buying from when you're giving them your hard earned money. So the last thing I'll say about that to your audience is, if you have a particular guy, right, that you believe in, and you're buying a Prism hobby box because you are trying to get a Brock Purdy rookie card because that's what you want, then I would say, well, the 49ers are $200 in the break. The box costs closer to $1,000. So you could buy the Niners in 5 breaks for the same price of the box, and now you've increased your odds of hitting a Purdy across 5 boxes. So it's really dependent on what you want from whatever you're ripping, right? Whatever box that you're opening up. If you're not chasing one particular or two particular players, then yeah, sure, buy a box and rip it and go. Like, I love ripping cards open. I love touching and feeling the cards. Me personally, right? But if I'm trying to hit a Brock Purdy card, it's way smarter to buy into a break 5 times, and now you get Brock Purdy across 5 boxes, and you don't have to take the excess you don't want.
That's a great point. And I love what you said about the gentleman who watched a certain amount of times before they actually bought in. And I think that's super smart. And it's a kudos to you. You guys adapt sports for what you've got going on from an entertainment and a value perspective. So tell us more about DAP Sports. Are you breaking exclusively? Are you selling singles, wax, all of the above? What kind of stuff are you selling over there on TikTok?
We sell it all. You can buy packs, you can buy boxes, you can buy into breaks with us. Now, listen, the hobby has been evolving, right? And especially the boom in 2020, 21, and now it's kind of slowly coming back down to a more centered point. But I mean, listen, if you look at card prices today from 2017, like, the market is still up, right? It's still strong. So I understand if you came in 21 or 22 and you're like, the market's down, but you just haven't been in it long enough, right? So from our perspective, though, what I'm trying to accomplish over here at DAP Sports is creating an entry level point for anybody who's new to the hobby. And what I mean by that is, I want to have team breaks up for $9.99 all the way up to $500 a spot, right? Because listen, not everybody can afford these high-end, flawless, prism, National Treasures hobby boxes. That's not realistic for everybody. And while it's fun to watch, the truth of the matter is there's a ton of kids. There's a ton of mom and dads or mothers and daughters who go to Target and Walmart and they buy boxes and they bring them home and they rip blasters. And that's a fun experience for them. It doesn't have to be $1,000. It's $30, right? So we're trying to create breaks for every level of the hobby, right? And we love mixing in memorabilia, or we love mixing in repacks, which also have a bad name on them. And I'd love to talk about that too, because we've created a break where there's three repack items in it mixed with retail. But guess what? If we did only retail, there's a chance, and I've seen it happen numerous times, where everybody goes, oh, that was a really bad break. Everybody got skunked. Nobody hit, right? But if I put three $200 items, slabs, football slabs, at least three people are going to 5X their money in the break because all the teams are $30, right? So again, listen, I'm not telling you one way or the other it's supposed to be this way or that way. I'm just saying you don't know until you try everything, and not everybody is doing something nefarious in the hobby, right? We've seen the bad accounts. I get it. They give some breakers a bad name, but listen, there's brands that you can trust. We're on every day, almost 20 hours a day, ripping cards, right? So everything we do is recorded, and you can check it out. And if you have questions, you hop in our chat, you ask, and one of our streamers is going to help you out.
You guys are on the grind, and I love it. Daps, thanks so much for joining us on the Sports Card Strategy Show here on the nooffseason.com Sports Card Network.
Appreciate you, Paul. Thanks so much for having me.
Great stuff from Dap Sports. I thought he did a good job breaking it down there. And Rusty Amigart says, I do like the positive idea of breaking, helping to build the hobby. Sonoran Sky Ceramics says, I only break off of eBay breakers because I hate set prices on PYT. That's interesting. I hadn't heard that thought before, so I think that's smart. And Mark D, our guy, says, without the breakers, we wouldn't have the singles. Without them, the market would shrink. Interesting. So yeah, definitely, like, there's a place for everything in the hobby. I mean, I really like it. And I kind of like what Dap said too about the repack items in the break mixed with retail, so that at least three people would 5X their money in that case. I mean, I think that's the kind of stuff that's going to keep people going back to the best breakers, right? And so there's a million breakers out there. You know, we know the guys at Graybo's are like the best in terms of trying to give value to everyone. And, you know, Graybo's.co, Graybo's_cards on IG. They're on Fanatics Live. You can use the promo code Graybo's20 to get some money off your Fanatics Live breaks there with Graybo's. So check that out. Check out Dap Sports. Seems like a great guy. We appreciate having him on the show. Do you like the content on this show? Do you want more? A free 30-day trial membership at nooffseason.com gives you a Friday edition of the Sports Card Strategy Show called The Overflow Show. It's a premium pod for members only every Friday, and you ask an unlimited amount of questions to build your sports card investment portfolio, and I answer them for you. I put in the work, research, do the analysis, give you the best possible answer so you can increase your chances of making money flipping sports cards. Of course, our guy, Connor Barnett, head of content, does an amazing job with me on the new Overflow Show format. If you haven't checked it out recently, you need to go back and check it out. It is easily one of the best pieces of content in the hobby every Friday at nooffseason.com. And if that's not enough reason to sign up for a free 30-day trial today, in addition to our formula-based rankings, which I've talked a lot about on this episode, you get Sports Card School and tons of premium members-only articles, including our sell alerts. Text Sports Cards to 1-833-992-5727 to send up for those text-based sell alerts. All right. Also, I mentioned this early in the episode, but you could sign up now for our one-on-one strategist package if you want one-on-one help from me to make money flipping sports cards. Just email me at paul@nooffseason.com now to lock it up. Why? Because you get me helping you one-on-one with your buying and selling strategy for a full year. Email me at paul@nooffseason.com. And if any of you want your questions answered, go to nooffseason.com/ask. We're going to do a great job answering them for you on the premium pod every Friday. Thanks again for everybody who is in the live chat. If you weren't able to make it in the live chat, we love you as well. Drop a comment below at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. We love all of you on Apple and Spotify. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day, and we will see you again soon. Let's go get that money. Thanks so much for being here with us on the Sports Card Strategy Show. To connect with us further, please subscribe to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Please also give us a follow on Instagram at Sports Card Strategy and on X at No Off Season Card. We also have a Discord that you could join at sportscardstrategy.com. Everyone, I'm Paul Hickey. For the rest of us here at nooffseason.com, have a great day. We'll see you again soon.